Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Every year as a kid, my family would go on these big camping trips. I was always really excited because we lived in Arizona where there's pretty much nothing, and we'd camp in Washington. Seeing trees and grass was my favorite part, but I also got to see all my cousins, and even though we only saw each other a couple times a year, we were really close. My favorite cousin, who was more like a brother to me, was Luis. He was a year older than me, and we were inseparable when together. Because of what happened, we became even closer after that camping trip. I think it took us both a while to understand what really went on and what more could have happened to us. It started when we had been there for 2 days already. Most of our family was either in the lake or by the campfire talking. Luis didn't like to swim, so we decided to play in the woods instead. We played a version of tag called Bandit. We'd switch off being the cop and chase the other one who was the bandit until we'd catch them. We would play for hours, but in the woods, it's easy to just keep running and not know where you're going. We tried our best to stay within viewing distance, but when Louis started chasing me with a huge stick, I guess my adrenaline kicked in the hyperspeed. I don't know how long I ran for, but eventually, I ended up at an old-looking trailer. Louis wasn't far behind, but I remember him throwing the stick down, his focus now on what we both assumed was an abandoned trailer. We discussed investigating it further, and I'm not really sure why, but we decided not to. We started walking back, but we didn't really know where we were going. Probably about 10 minutes into our walk, we saw a couple coming towards us, pushing a shopping cart full of stuff. The woman approaches us and is really nice while the man stayed back. She asked if we were lost, who we were with, our names and ages, and I remember when we told her how old we were, she looked back at the guy and then to us again. She told us we don't have to be scared and she'll help us find our way home after they drop off their stuff at their campsite. She said we could also make s'mores if we wanted. Luis and I were hesitant, but she seemed really nice, and it was still daytime. So for some reason, that made everything way less suspicious. In my 7-year-old brain, bad people only do things at night, so we were fine. We walked with them for a while, following them back to their camp. While her and Luis were talking, I glanced over at the shopping cart. It was filled with a bunch of rusty metal things in what looked like to be nothing new. Nothing was in bags. Everything just looked like trash they'd found somewhere. I started to get really uncomfortable, and I could tell Luis was too. Every time I'd look over at the guy, he was never smiling. And sometimes he'd be staring at me with a blank stare. This was 18 years ago, and I still remember how creepy he looked. We walked a bit further until the trailer came back into view, and the woman grabbed Luis and mine's hands and asked if we were excited for s'mores. Suddenly, I heard Luis's name being called, and then mine. We all stopped for a second, and the lady squeezed my hand a bit tighter. She asked something to the guy along the lines of what they should do. He responded, but I don't remember what he said. The lady started to turn us toward the trailer while holding us tighter and tighter. She started to speed up as well into sort of a fast walk. I looked back and saw my sister through the trees. Without hesitation, I yelled her name, and the lady immediately let go of my hand. Luis and I ran to her as she made her way towards us. My sister yelled to the others that she'd found us. My mom and dad thanked the couple who had told them this elaborate story on how they've been...
Hey, football fans! BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250K. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
Been trying to find our parents for a while now, and that we're such sweet boys and everything. I remember my parents inviting the couple over for burgers, but thankfully, they declined. I think because the lady was so nice and that we were found safe, that my parents didn't think twice. I do recall my dad and uncle talking about how creepy the guy was, though. My cousin and I ended up telling my sister who found us that the couple was weird, but I don't think she understood what we meant. It wasn't until my cousin and I were old enough to understand that some people have really bad intentions. We talked about it again in depth. And we both came to the conclusion that, by the looks of it, they were tied on money and were probably going to sell us or something. For years growing up, I had kept this from my parents because I was supposed to be the strong man of the family. And thinking about that time made me feel gross and preyed upon. Luis also felt embarrassed as he was older than me and felt he had failed to protect me. We eventually told our parents a few years ago, but I wish we had told them immediately and maybe something could have been done. Nowadays, I never let my kids out of my sight and always let them know that they can tell me anything without fear of being judged, especially my son. I've always loved camping, especially in the fall when the leaves are changing colors and the air is crisp. So, when my best friend, who I'll call Katie, asked me to go camping with her for her birthday, I jumped at the chance. We packed up our gear and headed out to a secluded spot in the woods that Katie's family had been camping at for years. As we hiked in, I felt a sense of silence. In a good way, though, it was like we were the only two people in the world. The hike was relatively short, and when we arrived at the campsite, we both started working on setting everything up. This only took a portion of the hour, and after we finished, we decided to go for a hike. We went pretty much straight north, off the beaten path, just exploring, until we came across a faded trail. And said there was nothing out here, so she was confused. We followed the trail that wound through the woods and eventually led us to what looked like an old abandoned cabin. It was small and weather-beaten, with broken windows and a sagging roof. Katie was eager to explore it, and I was a bit hesitant, but also really curious. We stepped inside. It was clear that no one had been there for years. We poked around for a while, looking for any interesting artifacts or clues about who had lived there, but we didn't find anything. As we were about to leave, I noticed something strange. There was a door in the corner of the cabin that I hadn't noticed before. It was very small and had a padlock on it. I pointed it out to Katie, and we both became curious. The lock looked really old, completely rusted all over. I knocked on the door, knowing nobody would be inside, but I just wanted to make sure. Katie went outside and grabbed a large rock, handing it to me. I smashed it against the lock, only taking a few good hits until it broke open. The door dragged against the ground as we pulled it back. Inside it was pitch black and we couldn't see anything. Katie pointed her flashlight through the doorway, and there was a staircase leading down. We both were creeped out now, but we assured ourselves that nobody has been here for years, and there really wasn't anything realistic to fear. Led the way down the steep staircase. It wasn't very long, only 8 to 10 steps, before it opened into a room. What we saw was very disturbing and strange. There were several small mattresses on the ground, along with some other random furniture. They looked very modern, though, like the mattresses had to be within 5 years old. Something about it just hit me with fear, and both of us rushed upstairs. We pushed the door shut again and stood there, unsure of what we just saw. We debated whether or not it was a crime scene of some sort, because it all just looked so out of place. As I was talking, Katie suddenly shushed me. In the distance, footsteps were coming toward the cabin. They came all the way up to it, but oddly, they walked right past it without stopping. I could see confusion on Katie's face too. As soon as they were far away, we ran back to our campsite, then right back to Katie's place. We called the police, just in case it was something. To us. The fact that the person kept walking without even stopping meant that they were familiar with the cabin. We didn't know if it was due to something bad or not, so we decided to let the police decide. They searched the cabin and the area around it, but ultimately found nothing leading to anything. They said it was really strange and even seemed like it had to be something bad, but there just wasn't anything justifying that. It ended up becoming a big thing in our town for a while, having the community talk about every possibility and theory of what the cabin was used for. The city even had the cabin torn down because they didn't want people visiting it. It still has never been figured out, and it probably never will, but there's just something in me that knows something awful happened there.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.